Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. Another day closer to $5,000 every single day on 99.9 Virgin Radio. That feels good, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah.
Another day closer to Friday, another day closer to the long weekend. It's a good day to wake up, and it's clear, it's beautiful, it's 14 degrees, and it's going to be 23 and sunny this afternoon, and that is the coldest it will be for the next 5 days. So enjoy your air-conditioned evenings, I guess? Question mark?
Oh, fall evenings, I would call it.
I can find
it's not fall, TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
It's not.
So that's what's happening. 5K a day starting next Tuesday. In the meantime, checking in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
I just want to bring up a discussion we did have yesterday where I said that September 1st marks the end of summer. Mm-hmm. And you guys disagreed. I was inundated with DMs yesterday on Instagram from people who agreed.
Mm.
So it's 14 degrees right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm right.
Somebody actually DM'd me and was like, I ride or die with TJ on this one.
Whoa.
I'm like, that seems like an extreme stance to take.
Or ride or die.
Jax, what's up?
Well, as of 36 minutes ago, Champagne Poppy, a.k.a. Drake, is still finishing up his album. So he's putting the final touches on it. He just put up an Instagram story. He's in the studio. He's almost done. And this time tomorrow, we'll have a brand new Drake album, Certified Lover Boy, finally dropping.
Isn't it kind of cool that whatever we hear tomorrow, some of it will have been recorded within 24 hours?
Yeah, that's so good.
Cool.
That's so neat, right?
I never thought about that, yeah.
Finishing up.
Producer Leo, what's up?
Okay, well, yesterday was a big day for me, guys. I made food. Dinner, specifically.
Whoa. Food dinner,
yes.
Everybody.
Oh.
For new boo, a.k.a. RJ, for the very first time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It was bolognese sauce. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Bolognese?
Yeah. Bolognese, thank you.
Yeah.
And he finished his plate, so what I have to assume that he liked
that.
Yay. Thank you.
That's so nice.
Right.
And you enjoyed it?
He finished his plate.
No, but you enjoyed, did you guys cook together? It was a good time?
I cooked solely, and
good.
Okay. I feel good about it.
I want to let you know that that's great, because on the second date I had with my girlfriend Natalie, I made a charcuterie board. She didn't touch a single thing on it.
Yikes.
And I found out 6 or 7 weeks later that she doesn't eat cold meats or cheese. And I was like, oh, that would have been good to know. She's like, I was too embarrassed to tell you. And I just thought my food was awful.
I undercooked the first meal I made for Val. It was rice. It was crunchy.
Crunchy
rice because I undercooked it. So I was nervous.
Oh.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Certified Lover Boy comes out tonight at midnight, which is pretty cool. And we've been waiting for this forever and ever and ever, and we're finally getting it. And the person I think who's the most excited, it's not you, it's not me. It's definitely not Jax, even though she is Drake's number one fan.
I love him.
It's Drake's mom.
Yeah.
Who's been leaving him little notes, counting down to this. And I have a feeling with this album, by the way, that it's going to have to last us a while.
Yeah, I could see a world where he takes a bit of a break after this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's probably tired.
Yeah. And Scorpion, even though it was like 20 plus songs, his last album, I mean, he's put out a ton of singles since then.
Yes. Yeah. So... It's just, here's a little note she left on his kitchen counter. To Loverboy, 3 days more, we're counting down for us to hear the best. Everyone's excited because you're nothing like the rest.
No.
3 more days, my pokeroo. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be more proud of you. Love, Mom.
Let's see where he gets his rhyming from.
Yeah.
And she has like such mom handwriting too. It's really, really cute.
She does.
It's like really beautiful.
Yeah. It's funny. Have you ever compared your handwriting to your parents' handwriting?
Yes.
And you realize, like, you know, we were probably, us, especially us in our 30s and late 20s, we were the last generation that had to learn handwriting.
Yeah.
And we barely did it.
Yeah.
Like, where our parents was like, that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. If you didn't have good penmanship, you couldn't get a job.
Yeah.
So, like, all of our parents have these beautiful, swooping letters.
Yeah. Yep.
And we look like we just graduated grade one.
I don't know how they make a Z.
My mother was so hard about it that I can only handwrite now. I can't really print.
She really?
Was so hard about it, yeah. And it was like growing up in Quebec, they only wrote.
When I write cards, I go back and forth from handwriting to printing, just because that's just how I scribble.
Yeah.
It's almost illegible. Yeah. My mom, I give my mom a card and she hands it back to me and goes, can you read this?
Try again.
Yeah, I have legible handwriting. I look like a doctor.
No.
Because it's just, you can't even read anything. My signature looks like chaos.
Yeah. You
know? Every time I sign something, people look at it and they're like, can you try this again? Because I feel like you messed up.
Forgery.
So Drake's mom, we love you. We're just as excited as you are. Okay, maybe a little less excited than you are. And probably a little less proud, but nonetheless, all the same, all super proud, very excited. Tomorrow morning is going to be an exciting morning.
Yes, it is.
Might have to wake up early and just listen to the whole thing and
Absolutely.
Then come in. So.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Obviously, we have some huge announcements in the music industry. I believe Lil Nas X's album is out next week, is it not?
Nope. The week after next.
Week after next. Got Drake Certified Lover Boy coming out tomorrow.
Yes.
But in entertainment news, and this is really important, producer Leah, we're going to let you take this one. What is happening October 1st?
Oh, man. Oh, no. The day has finally arrived.
What?
Guys, it's huge. Seinfeld is coming to Netflix.
Yay!
Wow.
That's big.
Good.
Do you not care?
I am, and this is a hot take between this and Friends, I don't love Seinfeld.
She also doesn't like Friends.
Ouch.
Yeah. And no, what's that the other show help. That you hate that everybody loves? How I Met Your Mother? Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Jax hates anything that's good.
Yeah, Jax, what do
I
you
just,
like?
I love The Office. No, I get it. I just wouldn't go to it. I wouldn't watch it. Wouldn't be like my comfort watching.
Okay, nope, don't like that take. I don't like it at all.
All right.
What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to reintroduce Seinfeld to you, and this is the perfect time to do so.
So obviously you've been without it for a while, right? Because it did disappear off of other platforms, or do you have all the DVDs?
I have the complete DVDs.
So why are you that excited about the Netflix
for
thing?
For you guys.
For us?
Yeah.
So why are you making us go through and watch every episode?
Yeah,
or?
We'll do it daily, and I'll pick an episode for us each to watch. And
are you serious?
Talk about it,
will you make sure to find funny episodes?
You can't say that Seinfeld is not funny.
He's just mad because I don't like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I know.
I'm with you, Leah. I grew up on Seinfeld.
You're going to learn something here. When you tell Jax that she'd really like a show, she refuses to watch it. She refuses to say, there's another show that I know she'll like. And I said, give it 3 or 4 episodes. She gave it 2. She's like, I'm out. And it's called AP Bio.
It's
and it's
so
hysterically
good.
No, funny.
Yeah,
you would like it too.
Okay, but I'm going to do the opposite. AP. And I'm going to watch it and probably like it.
No, yeah, I watched it. Like it. I had already watched it. It's good. It's just not great. I'm dead.
That's such a bad take.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch you.
Hold on. And then we had to, so when we started this show, we had to make Jax for the final season of Game of Thrones catch up. And so she watched 60 or 70 hours of it in a month, which is insane.
At my eyes, and I was having night terrors. Yeah.
But she refused to watch it before that just because everybody else liked it.
Yeah, it was spooky.
We're going to have to work on that.
We are going to have to work on that. Thank you.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
All right, we're getting the vaccine passport, and here's what you got to know. By October 22nd, the government plans to release a verification app that will scan forthcoming QR codes confirming vaccination status. Businesses can scan QR codes to see if people are immunized. The distributed app businesses use it's going to display a simple yes or no along with a person's name. At first, you're going to have to show a PDF receipt of immunization along with government-issued ID. It's going to take them a little while to send out the app, I guess, even though they've had months to prepare for this and they've been testing it for a little while. But hey, you know what?
and apparently, if you don't have your proof of immunization, or like you lost your, like in your email or something, you can just go online and they've made it really easy to just like republish and reprint that. Yeah.
Right. Imagine they made it difficult.
What? I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Why? Because of the last 2 years?
Yep.
Yeah. Crazy. Casa Loma is going to be reopening its Legends of Horror.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have done this. It's super fun. But all the gardens and stuff are turned into haunted houses and you can walk through them.
Nope.
You don't want to do it?
No.
It's fun. I'll take you. I'll protect you. big strong boy over here. For the month of October, Fear and Horror will take over the castle grounds and guests will finally be able to get their scare on. It's the 6th year that they're doing this and tickets are on sale now. And it's like a 2-kilometer trail. You can walk at your own pace and stroll through the gardens of Casa Loma into dimly lit tunnels and the deepest, darkest corners.
Oh, God, no.
It's really spooky because you start in the gardens, or at least a couple years ago when I went, you go through the gardens, but then you eventually wind up within Casa Loma.
No.
And you go, part of it is you go through the underground tunnels because there's the tunnels that go from the was it like the stables to the actual Casaluma itself?
Yes.
Did they hire you? Like, what is this?
No, he did it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you do it there?
Yeah. I think that's where I stuck my hands in someone's mouth.
Yeah.
Mumbling makes men more attractive.
No kidding.
According to a new survey, but it doesn't work for women. This is my favorite part of the survey. Researchers recorded 42 people speaking and had a separate group rate how attractive their voices were.
Where did you find this study?
Studyfinds.org.
Okay.
People who tend to blend their vowels together that's what mumbling basically is. So they ran all the audio through a program that looked at speech patterns and how far apart different vowels were. And they found that guys who mumbled a lot got higher ratings than men who were clearly understandable.
Like, interesting.
They mumbled less, but they found the complete opposite with women. So if you ever want to, you know, just be more attractive, just okay. Mumble all together.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Are you uncomfortable or do you want to kiss?
I don't know.
Exactly. And that's what's trending on
TJ. Isn't it?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever walked into somebody's house, like a friend of yours, and there's a gigantic picture of them?
Over my mantle.
Sometimes it's in the front room. Sometimes it's in, like, one of the other rooms. But, like, you know, there's just a gigantic picture of them.
My brother.
Oh, man.
And his wife have that.
What is it?
It's their engagement photos. It's on a canvas.
How big is the canvas?
It's pretty big, but they have like other photos.
No, no,
like,
no. How big is the canvas?
I don't know, like the actual like. Size.
Well, like okay, compared
it's
to something.
It's big as a poster, I would say.
Okay, all so right. It's yeah. Movie poster
yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is it located?
It's like in their living room den area.
Okay. No. In the forbidden room, or like where they normally sit?
Where they no in the forbidden room.
Okay. Yeah.
You can hear the hesitation in Jax's voice in talking about that because you know obviously there's something about that that makes her uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because we're bringing this up because of Jax.
Yeah.
Because of a gift you received.
Yes. So my friend Galia is a fantastic photographer. And they took a photo of my girlfriend Michelle and I like back in February. So as a housewarming, it's a beautiful photo. They're really
so
good
cute.
On film camera. Yeah. And so they gave us the gift of the photo like blown up a little bit. Like it's not huge. Look, it's like the size of a placemat on nice paper. And it has sat there for 3 months now because we don't know what to do with it. Because you can't put a photo up of yourself, right? Like, Michelle and I are both weird about it because we love the photo, we love the gift, we love the idea, but it looks weird to have that photo in your house.
Just to be clear, you can't put a photo up of yourself in your house.
I don't think so. I don't know what the rules are on that. I think it's weird. It weirds me out. It weirds Michelle out.
God, you've never been to my mom's house then.
Your mother is a different person.
Well, actually, it's photos of me like as a kid.
Well,
I used to like you.
Yeah. Adam, that makes sense. That makes sense. But like, would you put up a picture of you and Natalie?
We don't have a lot because Natalie hates taking pictures. But I would say, I mean, if you're throwing it up on Instagram, what's the difference between
that's
Instagram and your house?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It feels weird.
Now, go ahead, Teach.
I think it's dependent on situation. I live in a 200 square foot apartment.
Yeah.
Val and I have one photo of each other, and it's in our bedroom. So we
in a frame, probably.
In a frame.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's this beautiful. Our realtor is like a move-in present. Like they had an artist draw one of the pictures of us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Mm. So okay, that's different too.
Okay. Fact
yeah, that's drawn. Different.
Also, I think the difference is where it's placed in the house. So
yeah.
If it's like as soon as you walk through the front door, you see a photo of you.
Yeah.
And it's like a glamour shot.
Is it not
shot.
Vain though?
It's so, very vain.
Yeah.
So producer Leah, you are not being as upfront as you were when this first.
Because you had a reaction yesterday.
It was emotional. Yeah. When Jax told you about this, how do you really feel?
Yeah. I do find it to be gross.
To have a photo of you and your partner up in your own house.
Yes. For the world, for everybody that's coming into your place to see.
Yeah.
Isn't it for them?
Yeah.
If it's for them, it's vain and it's gross and it's not necessary.
You had a rule yesterday that I respected, though. And you said unless there's a kid, like your kid in it, it doesn't go up.
That's my theory.
That makes sense because once we have kids, like I'll have like family photos up. Hell yeah.
Yeah, because it's more about your children at that point and it's not about you.
Why can you be more proud of your kids than your lover?
Yeah, love is hard.
No,
love is very hard.
We're just like both like, I don't know, do we put it up?
I don't think there's any problem with having it like one, like we live here.
Yeah.
This is my house.
Yeah.
You're visiting my domain.
Yeah.
You're going to see me.
This is,
Yeah.
Okay, so in that case,
and what if I want to look at a nice picture of me and my partner?
And maybe if you do agree with Adam, what room should it be placed in? Because I think that's important.
So we got a text from a 416. Hey, Jax, put it in your bedroom?
Yeah.
No, I think that's even weirder.
I love the idea of you guys making out and just looking up and going,
Put it above your bed.
That feels like you're looking up, literally.
Yeah.
That's a weird move. That's an ego move.
Instead of mirrors, you just put yourselves up on a poster.
Or both.
Like, it's big, and it's not just like, if it was, okay, so here's what I'm thinking. If it was like a photo frame, like a little frame, I'd be fine with that.
Right.
Like on our like bedside table, like TJ. But because it's like a larger photo, we'd have to get like a larger frame. Like I said, it's like the size of a placemat. It's gorgeous.
Right.
But I don't think it should, and I'm just weird by it. So is Michelle.
Does Jax just hate the gift?
No!
I think maybe she doesn't like the gift.
TJ, don't.
Don't you dare.
416-872-9999, 999 to text. What should she do with this photo? Like, what's she going to... She hates the gift, but what should she do with it?
I don't.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Of all the odd things to be uncomfortable about, a picture of you and your partner in your house. Is that wrong to hang up a picture of you and your partner in your house? I never really thought of it.
A large photo, maybe.
Now, Jax's friend gave Jax and her partner, Michelle, a picture of them. She's a great photographer. How big is this picture she gave you?
It's the size of a placemat. And they are a fantastic photo. Yeah,
like a computer monitor size.
A little bit bigger.
Okay.
And you guys are like, we can't hang this.
Well, we both just are like, because it's just been sitting there. And like, we finally had the conversation the other day. I'm like, what do we do with this? Because it's like, I feel like it's a vain move to put it up. And like the place that we just moved in.
It's your house.
Large. I know. It's like a larger place than we lived in last time. Like I lived in last time. But
all right.
I feel like I should put, I don't know.
TJ, what are the texts saying?
For the 289, my husband and I have put photos up in our room and a collage wall down in the basement of all of our travel photos. A lot of people saying that if it's big things like weddings or travel photos or family gatherings,
When there's context behind it and there's reason for the photo due to an occasion or like celebration, makes sense. But just a glamour shot of you and your partner just for the world to see whoever comes into your home, vanity. What's the point?
That's interesting. Okay, from the 905. If it's a photograph of you and your partner, as in a professional photo or a photo from a family or friend took, I see no problem having it in your house, and I would even have it in the living room. Some people do agree with you guys, though. When I lived with my ex, he surprised me with a huge framed picture of us over the mantle. Hated it for years until I dumped him and took it down. No. LOL.
Wow.
Someone said, I think it's weird to not have pictures of you in your house. Ooh, yeah, Jax is the weird one here.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I don't have anything in my house. Like, it's very, like, I don't have really anything on my walls.
Okay.
Wait, this is hilarious because we'll go to IKEA and everybody will buy that same, like, red bus, like, but black and white picture that everybody has that. Every restaurant in the city has that. And so we're not afraid to hang that, the one that everybody has.
Yeah.
But we're totally cool to not hang ourselves in our own house.
We have a couple like Polaroids of us around, but like nothing like
that. Nah, that's very vain. It's weird.
I do like this text. Are you reading the bathroom one?
Yes. Yeah. From the 416, Jack should put it up facing her toilet. It's the ultimate discomfort for guests. Another person said,
it's not bad.
I mean, I don't hate that.
Well, there's the 289, place it in the spare room above the bed so guests don't forget where they are.
Oh, yeah. TJ, that's something you would do. Like, that's a power move.
1,000% of it.
Just be TJ looking at you going, like, disapprovingly.
Yeah. And then when you would say something in disgust, you'd realize I was sitting in a chair watching you sleep. Hey, it's my house.
I'm not giving you that one.
Do you have any more texts that you would like to get to, my friend?
Somebody said, show off your relationship. Put the photos up.
I know. Like,
but who? Like, no one comes over. Like, we're not.
What do you mean no one comes over?
Well, we're not, like, showing it off for ourselves. Like,
okay, you're the most social person I've ever met. What do you mean no one comes over?
She drove to Hamilton, like, yesterday to see a friend of hers. Like, you're extremely social.
She's my best friend. She's pregnant. I had to. Well, come on, bye. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I don't know.
I'm not putting it up. It's weird.
Okay. So, keep them coming. 999 to text. Producer Leah says, absolutely not.
Yeah. Gross.
TJ and I said, do not understand why you wouldn't. What do you think? It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Well, the Ontario vaccine passport is a thing, and here's what you need to know. By October 22nd, the government plans to release a verification app that will scan QR codes confirming vaccination statuses. Businesses can scan people's QR codes to see if they have the vaccine, and it will display a simple yes or no along with the person's name. Before we get the app, you'll have to show a PDF receipt of immunization along with government-issued ID. They've had a while to figure this out. I don't know why we need to wait another 6 weeks, but whatever, man. You build the app, I guess.
Well, they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do it. And then everybody else was like, okay, we're doing it. And they're like, fine, we'll do it.
Yeah, begrudgingly.
Everything comes to those who wait, they say about the vaccine program.
Is that what that is? That how it
I just
works?
Can't do this anymore.
Justin Bieber is going to be performing at the VMAs for the first time since 2015. This show is going to be amazing, by the way. Adam, you were away, but Doja Cat's going to be hosting
it. Yeah, it's going to be wild. Yeah. Lil Nas X performing, a ton of big performances.
Camila Cabello, Chloe, Lil Nas X, Machine Gun Kelly, Shawn Mendes, Casey Musgraves, Olivia Rodrigo. It's her first time at the show.
Five nominations.
21 pilots. Also Justin Bieber, of course. Justin racked up, 7 nominations this year, including Video of the Year, Artist of the Year, and Best Collaboration.
When is the show?
September 12th. Sunday, September the 12th.
Beauty.
Toronto just got a 5-day music and movie festival. Wavelength and Toronto Outdoor Picture Show teamed up to create a live music and movies under the stars. And it's held over at Fort York.
Hey.
Near Front and Bathurst. So it's going on yesterday through Sunday. And there's a lineup of artists include Beams, Moscow Apartment, Cat and the Queen, Desire, and many more. They're also showing Dazed and Confused, Paris is Burning, Big Night, and other films.
All right.
You going?
No.
You busy?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not that it's not a great idea. I think it's great. I just don't have, like, I'm a dad. Like, when am I going to go to a movie festival on a weeknight?
Yeah, you guys really need to learn how to sell the things you're talking about.
Yeah. No, the reason that I'm bringing it up is because it's cool to be actually talk about festivals that are happening.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah
for
that
sure.
is fantastic.
Yeah. Plus, I'm a big old Moscow Apartment fan, so.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. It's like when you go out with people and they're like really big movie buffs and you're like, and they're like, have you seen so-and-so? And you're like, I've never heard of it.
And then they shame you for it?
Yeah. They're like, it's Croatian and it's all subtitles.
Croatian?
Like, how do you not know the Slavic language?
Excuse me, I'm doing traffic now.
Now we're talking about movies.
All right. Not much happening on the road today, actually. It's pretty good to go. No live lane issues on the major roads. Just volume just getting busier. If you have any traffic updates, you can text me at 999-999 and tell me what you are seeing on your way to work this morning. Prepping for school on Kijiji. You can buy or sell a range of school items like tech, furniture, or clothes for the new season. Discover now on Kijiji. Today, a chilly start to the day. 14 degrees. Going to get up to 25 and sunny. 7:55. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax.
Oh, pardon here me? We go.
I knew you'd like this.
What?
Yep. Thank you, music department.
I'm going to take this extremely long intro to tell you that 5K a day starts next Tuesday. $5,000 every single morning on 99.9 Virgin Radio. Woo. Details, 99.9virginradio.ca. Snoop Dogg, Pharrell.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your mom will never stop being your mom. So moms are. Moms cannot ever disassociate from being a mom. Drake's mom's the same. And sometimes it's a little embarrassing, but at the same time, it's super heartwarming.
She's so sweet.
She's like, I could see my mom doing the same thing. Yeah. Like, when you hear this note that she's written to Drake about Certified Lover Boy and the release finally coming out, you're like, man, that's going to be my mom too. And you love it. But you're also like, if anybody else finds out, you're like, no, she'd do that. She didn't do that. She didn't write that. So, this is a little note she wrote to him. She said, to Lover Boy, 3 days more, we're counting down for us to hear the best. Everyone's excited because you're nothing like the rest.
Oh, a little poem.
3 more days, my pokeroo, I couldn't be more proud of you. Love, Mom.
And she sent them another one yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, hit it up.
Day two. So, it was a bunch of roses that were in the shape of a two. To Lover Boy. Day two is here. One more to go. We go high when they go low.
Mm.
Certified. It's been quite a ride. I forever admire your relentless drive.
And that's the thing about him is that he, like, a lot of people will be like, no, I'm not, you know, whatever, mom. He's extremely proud of his mother and, like, always puts her on. Actually, that line from that note that he shared, when others go low, we go high. Like, he has her saying that on a song from a couple albums ago. Like, that's like one of the things that they always say to each other. And he's like had like voice memos from her, and he always shouts her out in all the songs. Cool. Like, from his first mixtape, it's always been like that. I love that.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think their relationship's great.
Yeah,
and
it's
beautiful. It's exciting. Like, yeah. I was, when I was reading those, I was trying to like put myself in her shoes, because, you know, Drake, you know, everybody like rags on him for Degrassi or whatever, but like, if your kid was on Degrassi, which was an internationally syndicated show, you'd be proud enough.
Of course.
Right? And you'd be like, you do whatever it is you want. And I remember my buddy from high school saying, hey, this guy, the guy that plays Jimmy from Degrassi, is coming out. Like, he's got like a demo tape.
He had a MySpace and everything. Oh,
I remember checking it out and listening to the songs on it. And then, you know, you think about what his mom has seen. So as a teenager, he's on an internationally syndicated show out of Canada, which is very hard to accomplish. And then he becomes the top-selling artist of the decade.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Like,
once in a generation.
How do you like, you obviously told him you were proud, like, in 2009. Yeah. How do you keep telling him? Like, how many different ways can
just
you say
more
flowers, more notes?
Just being there, I think, at this point.
I have a theory, by the way, because I said this a couple weeks ago, and I kind of want to retake my stance on this, that I said, I think there's a chance that Certified Lover Boy might not be very good, because of, based on how long it was delayed and how he was promoting it.
Yeah, you did. You said it wasn't going to be good because he held off on it.
And, you know, Drake's style isn't to promote his albums. He is all about surprise drops.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about that more, and I think I'm really wrong. I think he's really proud of this album.
Yeah.
I think he's very excited.
Protective.
Because he's promoting it, and he's sharing these notes from his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's heard bits of it too. She seems very proud. Obviously, she's his son, or he's her son. But there's just an air of that I definitely miss. Of, I'm really excited for you guys to hear this.
Is, if the album sucks,
which it won't.
Will TJ flip flop back to his original opinion?
Absolutely, I will.
Yes,
because boy, do I love to go with the tide.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We all have a friend that refuses to do things the normal way. They have to do it their own way, and it has to be something that, where it's like, okay, I'm doing it this way because this is the right way. And that person in our life is TJ.
Always TJ.
So if you've got a friend like TJ, I think you're gonna be able to relate to this story super hard. Now, we all walk to the same parking garage every day after work. All three of us park in the same general area.
Yep.
There's two ways to pay at this parking garage.
The right way and the wrong way, and you guys do it the wrong way.
So
you're so for this, man. I don't get it.
When you pull up to
enter,
you grab a ticket, right?
Yeah.
And then you go into the parking garage. When we leave, you take the ticket, you put it in the machine, it asks for your credit card, you take the credit card out, you pay for it, and then you leave.
Yeah.
Or you can do it the TJ way, which is,
before you get down to the parking garage, you take it to the machine.
Like the pay station.
The pay station. And you do it all there.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you don't have to wait at the gate and fumble with your wallet. And you just drive on out, baby.
Now, you have to bring the ticket with you and have it on your person to do this.
Yeah.
And it issues the receipt back and then another receipt for you for some reason.
TJ hates trees, I heard.
Yeah. Oh, I just don't care about my carbon footprint. That's all.
But here's my thing, TJ, because like, I've done it both ways.
Yeah.
I've tried both of these ways. And like, using the pay station, like the pay station itself,
it's quicker.
Is actually slower.
No, you're wrong.
No, but it is. It's like a debit machine. Like, it's a transaction. And the way out, you just put your like ticket in and you just put your card in.
Why are you so, you are very stuck on this?
Because I find that when I pull up to the gate, if I do it that way, I'm sitting on my wallet and I have to take out my wallet, take out the credit card, put all the thing in, and then you're reaching. The reach is stressful enough.
It's the reach. I get, yes.
Why is the reach stressful?
Because you have to get your car just close enough that your arm can reach the machine, but not close enough that your tires go along the curb.
Can I make a theory on why you do it that way?
Uh-huh.
Because if there's one thing that you hate, it is a scene.
Yep.
And if you were to ever drop it or not get close enough
or grind
his rims, you would have an absolute meltdown. So
that
you play it safe upstairs. That's
really
why he does it. That's why he does it. Really? Am I right?
Well, you're not wrong. And it's just more efficient to do it my way. You guys are nuts.
No, it's more
it's
efficient
literally
to
not.
Get in
it's
the car.
It's literally not.
Have your credit card out beforehand and have the ticket.
I'm sorry. Who's usually the first one out of the parking garage?
Is you, because you illegally cut through.
Mr. and Mrs. Fumblefingers over here trying to find your tickets.
Yeah, we'd be gone.
If we just left and didn't go to
down the stairs. Like, because what we do is with the three of us go together and we talk about the show, whatever. And then we wait for TJ to pay for his ticket. And then we get in our cars. Yeah. And TJ will be the first one out because he's already paid. But
and we had to
for
wait
you.
For him.
No, already paid because it's more efficient.
No, we had to wait for you, though. It's efficient to leave you, is what it is.
So this is the question for you is... Is TJ completely out to lunch? Like, this is the wrong way to pay, which is what Jackson, I think. Or are you with TJ?
Oh, he's already reading the text. I can see it in his face.
And the texts are not looking good for you guys.
No, it's because you are the silent majority. Silent minority.
No, you had it right the first time.
No, I screwed that one up. Okay, but here it is. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Tell us the best way to pay for the parking ticket. Is it at the pay machine? Like a crazy person, or is it at the arm as you're leaving, like a sane person?
Yeah, and sweaty and panicked.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Nicki Minaj.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There is a right way, and there is a wrong way to pay for your parking ticket when you leave a parking garage. Now, you have two options, right? You got the pay machine at the top of the stairs, which every parking garage seems to have for... I don't understand why they have it, because... You got the parking at the arm where you're in your car and you just put the ticket in and you...
Yeah, hold up the line while you do it. Yeah.
I don't understand. Yeah.
No, nobody else's time is as valuable as your time, so that makes sense.
Wow.
Not so everybody. Adam Wilde has to pay at the gate.
Obviously, TJ pays at the machine and Jax and I always wait for him and then he like blasts out of there.
Efficiently.
In his baseline Audi.
Yeah. Gotta go, guys. I gotta go, but you gotta wait for me before I go, okay?
I'm always the first one out.
Yeah. It's because we wait for you.
Exactly.
We could have been long gone.
Now, we want to get a sense of what the better way to do this is, because TJ is convinced it's his way.
It is.
What are the techs saying, Jax?
Listen, Adam, I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of people don't agree with us. But
what?
Yeah,
shocking.
Get out of here. We got a text here. When I had really uncontrolled anxiety from the 905,
speaking my language.
I would pay at the machine just to avoid holding up the line or being embarrassed.
Yes.
And that was the way I worked things. So there you go, TJ.
There's an insight into TJ's segment.
Yeah, there you go. Now, this other text says from the 416, definitely the machine before you go to the exit. Yes, TJ. Yep. Maybe you guys should get a monthly pass. Listen, we've tried. Okay?
We wanted a monthly pass.
We would love a monthly pass.
Yeah. And by the way, for some reason, at that particular parking garage, the guy, when you ask him, he gets really mad.
It's the meanest place on earth. It's meaner than the internet. I don't know why.
We would like to give you a lot of money up front. And he, like, you can see the steam leaving his ears. And maybe a lot of people ask and they just don't offer them. I don't know, man, but it's scary.
He's been quite pleasant with me.
Has he?
Oh, geez.
Actually, funnily enough, today, so he's there early. And it's because of COVID, the only people parking in that garage for the last 18 months have been us and the construction workers at Queen and John.
Yeah.
And what they like to do
is smoke weed in a circle.
They like to get in there with their pickups and then smoke a joint. And then one of them
chill out, you know,
drove in today with a dirt bike and he just flat out avoided the parking arm and just drove around it because he's on a dirt bike.
Oh, true.
So you can see this poor guy who's working this, you know, he's working this parking job.
Yeah.
And this construction worker just drives in.
They're lawless down there, man.
And then you see him throw up his arms in the booth and then like have to leave and go talk to the guy and be like, no, sir, you need to get a ticket. Otherwise, get your dirt bike out of here.
Warrior on the dirt bike.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Great narrative change, by the way.
It's crazy.
Because things were going really well for me.
I was just saying the story that happened this morning.
Well, TJ,
you're still wrong.
I was right.
Don't worry. We have text saying that you like germs. Text on 416 here saying, hi, it would actually be better to pay at the gate because think of all the germs that you're getting from pressing the buttons.
Good point. Does that make me a super spreader?
It does. You're irresponsible.
All right.
John Tory would be so mad at you right now.
This final text here, definitely the machine before you go to the exit. Yes, TJ, you guys are wrong. Adam and Jax.
Love that. I'm going to get that tattooed on me.
You guys are wrong. That one time, September 2, 2021.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Before we get going, text Fries, F-R-I-E-S, and your full name right now for your chance to win a $100 McDonald's gift card so you can enjoy their world famous fries. Delicious. I can almost smell them. Hey, the Ontario vaccine passport is a thing, and here's what you need to know. It's coming out by October 22nd. And the government plans to release a verification app that will scan a QR code confirming vaccination status. So businesses can scan the codes and it will give a simple yes or no along with the person's name. At first, you're going to need to show a PDF receipt of immunization along with government-issued photo ID. Despite them having months to figure out how to put an app out sooner, they're waiting until October. But at least it's happening. Yay.
It's a federal election. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Everything's important. Casa Loma will reopen its Legends of Horror.
Ooh. I'm excited for this.
It's super fun. I went a couple years ago, and not only do they do it in the gardens, but it's basically just a bunch of walkthroughs of like haunted houses, essentially.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
And they do it in the gardens, but they also do it within Casa Loma as well. No. Like, you end up over at the horse stable.
Will you guys do that with me?
Absolutely, I will.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm in.
Would love nothing less.
Can we do it and then, like, hook some, like, GoPros or something to our faces? And
oh, no, I don't know. I don't.
I think you're coming.
I'm not coming.
No, you're
not. I don't know if you got that, but I'm not coming.
Yeah, I think
we'll protect you.
No,
I want to see. Let's see how far Jax makes it in.
You know,
the parking lot.
Honestly, we should have a do a YouTube video. It's Jax, TJ, Adam.
Yeah.
And then everybody's reaction, and then Jax's screen goes dark as soon as she enters the parking lot. Yeah. She's not going to be there.
Signal.
This show has got me on roller coasters I hate, has had me dancing on top of the CN Tower. I won't do anymore.
We're going to bring Jax, but we're going to go like right before it opens. Because the thing, if you go at peak times, you can see people in front of you. So you know when a scare is coming.
Oh,
so it kind of takes away the magic of it.
Yeah.
But if we can somehow convince Casa Loma to let Jax go in it alone, without any
what the hell?
Anybody from Casa Loma is listening, I want, we need to bring Jax through.
Help me.
We want to be your guinea pigs. We want to be your warm up.
Actually, even better, Jax goes in alone and we get to scare her.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Love it.
Idea was formed.
How
that
did
day.
We get here?
It's so it was written.
Oh God.
Do you know that mumbling makes men more attractive, but not women? Researchers recorded 42 people speaking and had a separate group rate how attractive their voices were. People who mumble tend to blend their vowels together. Yeah. So they ran all the audio through a program that looked at speech patterns and how far apart different vowel sounds were. And they found that men who mumbled a lot got higher ratings than men who spoke clearly and were easy to understand.
Huh.
The opposite was found with women. So I'm going to start speaking like this quite a bit. So you guys...
It's like how Zayn from One Direction just doesn't open his mouth when he talks or sings. You know what I mean? Like, he's hot.
Or that guy on TikTok.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, I'm referencing something that I understand, and that's all that matters.
All right.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We like to tackle the tough issues on Virgin Mornings,
as you know.
The question today is, do you walk down every aisle of the grocery store when shopping? Now, before anybody gives their answer, I think it's important that we get everybody in the room in on this. I want to tell you what North Americans say.
Okay.
And this is a shocking number to me. And I think it's because I hate grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But 64% of North Americans say they go down every single aisle when grocery shopping.
Ooh.
Every aisle. Think of the size of a Loblaws.
Oh,
like
the
one at Lakeshore.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful store.
You could be, just to walk that, that's going to be 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't have 30 minutes to walk that.
30 good minutes.
No. Okay. So, Jax, you tell us where you stand on this very important. Yeah.
I would be honored to walk every single aisle of the grocery store. I like to peruse. I like to check things out. Yeah. I like to lollygag. I always do it. It's important to me, guys. Come on.
It makes sense. She likes to putter.
I love to putter.
To putter in the grocery store, though.
Anywhere. I love to putter anywhere. I will make time to putter at the grocery store. I'll go early. I like to look around. I like to see what's happening.
Producer Liam.
Okay. Well, I'm the complete opposite of you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I love to shop. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
But when it comes to grocery shopping, horrible experience for
really?
Me. I like to get in. I like to get out.
I know my spots, right?
Yes.
I know my spots.
Yeah.
It's beginning, meats and cheeses area, and then dairy.
Yes.
And then I'm out.
Get some
and then the alcohol.
Well, you need
now
to get
alcohol.
Your beginning
get some
is your
vegetables.
Produce. You get your
what?
Produce.
I don't like veggies.
Hold on. What?
Thanks, Mom, though.
Oh, you don't like veggies?
I'm an adult now, so I have to learn to like it, but no. Not
oh,
really.
My God. We are going to have a discussion about that.
That's another thing
for another day.
Really?
I like this.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's very interesting. TJ?
My number one problem with society is how inefficient people are.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
And a prime example of that is going through every aisle in the grocery store when you only need specific items. Make a list, get in, get out. The first place I go is produce. Then I just shop around the edges. I get turkey bacon and I'm out.
Can I be fair? You hate anything in public.
Yeah. which is why I know don't go down every aisle or I'll have a panic attack.
But now, for me.
He knows his limits, plays within it.
Now,
I'm glad he knows.
Jax is outvoted here 3-1 in studio. But here's the thing is that for me, I want to get in and get out. And the other thing is anybody who's like a health food person will tell you all the bad stuff's in the middle of the store.
Yeah,
so if you can't resist temptation, like if you are, like me, obsessed with the decadent President's Choice chocolate cookies.
Oh, God, yeah.
If you even see them, I have to buy like 6 boxes and I will be finished with them by the rest of the week. So I avoid.
I want to explore. I want to explore.
Go to a park then.
No, I want to explore. And listen, the grocery stores, I will say, this is the best city for grocery stores in the universe.
Yeah, we got
some good ones. So
here it is. 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. The question is, do you use and go down every single aisle in the grocery store when you go? And we're talking on purpose here, okay? We will take the first 5 calls and texts. I want to know what the GTHA does. We got the North American view. Let's get the very scientific GTHA view. Camila Cabello, don't go yet. It's Virgin Mornings.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right. Question is, you go to the grocery store. Are you an in and out as quickly as possible person, or are you a take every aisle person? Believe it or not, 61% of North Americans say, I'm the every aisle person.
Yeah, like to putter.
They are the Jax. Now, producer Leah, TJ, and myself all are get me the hell out of here as quickly as possible people. What are the text messages? We're going to take the first 5 texts, and that will determine where Toronto leans on this one.
Alicia in the 905 says, going up and down every aisle sounds like my own personal hell.
Thank you.
I've been doing grocery pickup / delivery since last March, and I will never, ever go back.
That is awesome. Eh? You like you order online, and you just show up at the express stuff and then just kind of bring it to your car?
Isn't it the best?
Oh, it's great.
My girlfriend loves pickup, and I will refuse to do it. I want to go in and hunt and gather myself.
No.
My girlfriend's like that, too, and I was like, I'm like, okay, then you can go, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'll go by myself. I don't care.
I will go by myself.
No.
That's cool.
Val loves the online thing because she doesn't get as overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. But she also loves a grocery store because she likes to like plan meals and stuff. I don't know how she does it. From the 416, this one's from Maya. I never used to be an every aisle gal. It was straight to what I need and out. My boyfriend, however, is an every aisle guy. So whenever we shop together, we have to hit every aisle. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm.
I don't have time. I will make time to putter.
Amy says, God, no. That's from the 905. No time for that. I do the perimeter. Everything you need is there. The odd item will be down the aisles.
All the fresh stuff is on the perimeter.
Yeah.
Everything that once grew. That's how somebody explained it to me.
The crops are on the outside.
Yeah. From the 905, I go down every aisle, but at a speed walk.
Yes.
No stopping, just to toss it in as I pass it by. I have it down to a science now. I'm in and out within 20 minutes if it's not crazy busy.
Mm.
Good luck with that. Last one here from the 416, the deciding vote.
Okay.
Yes, of course I go down every aisle, but here's the difference. I grocery shop at Costco, so it's always an adventure going up and down the aisles. But the grocery trip turns into a $500 expenditure.
Yes, it does. What is it with Costco? Is there a minimum spend at Costco? Why do we all spend so much money there?
It's all in bulk. Like, you just get more. So it's like you get more pizza rolls and you get more toilet paper and you get all these things times 4. You know what I mean?
I have a hack with Costco because it's really easy to go there and buy everything.
Yeah.
But stay away from anything fresh at Costco because it's all basically the same price. What you want to buy is things in bulk. So when you go to the frozen aisle or, you know,
no, but
you
then you
get...
got to go to 2 grocery stores. I don't want to do that.
And also, Costco is like veggies and like meats and stuff like that. Incredible.
Yeah, but it's the same price.
You know what's really good there? What? You know those big, enormous chocolate muffins that they have?
Oh, yeah.
The Costco bakery. Wild.
Did those awake something in you?
If you need to bury me with anything, it's the Costco chocolate chip muffins.
Okay.
Just want you to know that. It's important that you know that we've known each other this
Good
long.
To
you
know.
Should know.
I had no idea.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Ontario vaccine passport. It is coming. And here's what we know. By October 22nd, the government plans to release a verification app that will scan QR codes, confirming vaccination statuses. So businesses can scan your QR code and give a simple yes or no along with the person's name, because there's going to be a lot of places you can and can't go without it. Why do we have to wait till October 22nd if we thought that this was going to happen a month ago and they've had months to plan it and build an app and the QR codes? Gee, I don't know. But this is life. In the meantime, people are going to have to show their PDF receipt of immunization along with government-issued photo ID, because that's an efficient use of time. Well, no, like, honestly, we've had months to get this sorted out.
Political pundit TJ with the hard-hitting facts.
Yes. Anti-government TJ.
Yeah, that's, hey, you know what? I got my arms crossed because you're not going to like what I have to say.
Tell us about a study that you found.
Yeah, studyfinds.org finds that the things are dumb. Justin Bieber is going to be performing at the VMAs for the first time since 2015, which is exciting. This show is actually going to be amazing. So on September 12th, Doja Cat is hosting. And if you don't know, Doja Cat is hilarious and delightful. She's going to be performing along with Camila Cabello, Chloe, Lil Nas X, Machine Gun Kelly, Shawn Mendes, Casey Musgraves, Olivia Rodrigo, who has five nominations.
Yeah, she's unreal.
And 21 good pilots.
And it, good for you.
Don't bring your dirty puns.
No, that's fine. I'll give him that.
Thank you. Thank you, TJ. Okay. Yes.
Justin Bieber also racked up 7 nominations for this year's show, including Video of the Year, Artist of the Year, Best Collaboration, and Most in Love with His Wife.
Okay, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Ding. Give him a bell. Yeah.
He has the bell. He always gives himself the bell.
Damn right. Drunk with power.
I endorse that. That was a good joke.
Thank you very much. That was good. Drake has been putting up billboards in not just our city, but cities all over America, giving shout outs to who is going to be collabing with on Certified Lover Boy. For example, in New York, there's a, it looks like a billboard in Times Square. It says, "Hey, New York, the GOAT is on CLB." So people are saying, oh, it's Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, if you will. "Hey, Chicago, Smirk is on CLB."
Not Kanye, though.
No. No, he's not. "Hey, Atlanta, Slime, Pluto, Savage, and Baby are on CLB."
Oh.
"Hey, California," I always get this one.
Givian.
Givian and Ty Dolla are on CLB.
That's awesome, because that's how you like localize it and make it about the people that are gonna love it, right? Because Drake is so Toronto, but very international. But he gets it.
He's a genius. The one that people are really having a hard time speculating on is "Hey Houston, the Hometown Hero" is on CLB, and that could be anybody, because that's Selena, or it could be Selena Gomez. That's what the big, my computer froze, but there was a lot of speculation, and the popular belief is that Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez and Drake.
Okay. Travis Scott, have they announced him on it? Sorry.
Is he from
Houston? I do believe he's from Houston.
Is he?
Is he not?
Okay, that's probably
okay, that would be it.
Yeah.
It's probably Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. But imagine him and Selena. That'd be fun.
Ooh.
That is what is trending, and I am TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, next Tuesday, I want to remind you that 5K a day starts, and that means you winning $5,000 every single day. So go to 99.9virginradio.ca. Yeah, I was saving this one. This is us saying goodbye. We love you.
Ciao.
See you tomorrow morning. Shannon Burns, up next.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.